Good morning. This is Mark Gold with Top Third Ag Marketing, bringing you the pre-opening Chicago Board of Trade grain comments for today, Tuesday, June 1st. In the news this morning, overnight EBOT prices were July corn up 19 cents at 675, July wheat up 21 and 3/4 cents, 685 and a quarter, July beans up 24 and a quarter cents at 1554 and 3/4. Strong overnight. The dryness continues in the northern plains into Canada, and that put Minneapolis wheat closed up about 41 and a half overnight. It traded about 50 cents higher, backed off a little bit out here, but certainly the dryness in the plains has got the market's attention. Also, we've got some dryness in the Midwest. We didn't see a whole lot of rains. We had some scattered rains south of I-80 in some places. It was kind of a thin band of showers. Temperatures do warm up. We get up into the 80s most of the week here today. They're talking about a fair amount of rain up in those northern areas by next Monday. So if that holds true, it'll take some of the pressure off this market. But in the meantime, certainly the funds overnight looked like they want to buy something out here and can push this thing higher. We've got crude oil up at contract highs up 227 at 68.60 a barrel. So that should lend some support to the corn market. You know, overall, I think we're seeing a rally in a bear market. I still don't believe that we're going to take out the highs we made on the May contracts anytime soon. I think the weather is really pretty good. We know that with these seeds today, they will wait for rain. And what can be looking like lousy crops early, if you get the rain anytime, August, June, July, August, you're going to make a pretty good crop. We don't see any real major problems out there for the time being. These temperatures are not pushing into the hundreds in the Midwest. They're pushing into the high 80s, which certainly I think will actually help the crop. We need some heat on this crop. It's been cold and wet in a lot of spots, so I think it'll actually be helpful. But in the meantime, what's happening up in the northern plains has got the market's attention. Again, we didn't see any exports this morning. I think that's indicative that the Chinese and U.S. are having some tensions out here. I think they front-loaded their exports. You know, they've got about 7, 8 million bought over the last, you know, month, really. And that may be it for a while out here. So, again, we're up here on a lot of emotion, but I don't see anything really stressing the crops except for the wheat crops in South Dakota, North Dakota. Putting a little bit of pressure on the corn crops as well, certainly. But for the most part, I think most of the Midwest crops are in pretty good shape. And I think the pros will be looking to sell rallies, but maybe not today, maybe tomorrow. If you have any questions, give us a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE.